Okay, you said yesterday, Atzait is Atzait. Okay. Okay, where are we here? We're in the middle of the Mishnah there. Mishu writes a lit Thomas HaMizbeach. From Sadeshen, the earliest thing, that's what gets started. It's done before, usually it's done by night. Before Elis HaShachar. Mishu writes a lit Thomas HaMizbeach. Mashkim, you gotta get up early. V'toyvel. The Mishnah Yuma tells us nobody comes into the Azorah for Avodah unless he goes first to the Mikvah. Ad shelo yovo ha-mamuna. He's got to get ready before the Mamuna comes. V'chibayin z'shoh bo ha-mamuna. It's like the Mepharsh is a rhetorical question. He doesn't have, what do you mean, before the Mamuna comes? He doesn't come at a steady time, usually, always. Lo kol ha'itim shavos. He doesn't always come at the same time. Pe'omim shubo mikrois ha-gever. Kreis HaGever is, it's Machlokes in Yuma, Rabbi Shmuel. Either it means Kreis HaGever, Gever meaning a person, meaning the Vekar, there was a Vekar in the Azorah. Or some Shmuel, I think, says it means the, what do you call it, the crow of the, what do you call it, you know, the bird that wakes everybody up, the rooster. Rooster. It's early, it's a little bit before Elis HaShachar. Also, Machlom Alfonim, sometimes it comes a little bit early, Oma Akrov. Basically means, the way they understand the Mishnah, if you want to get involved in Shmos HaDeshen, you got to get up early. HaMamuna bo, the Mamuna comes, V'dofak alein, he knocks on the doors, first this door, that we'll learn later. V'hein posel, they open up the door. Now, if you remember from Yuma, there was a pious, at a certain point at the beginning, how do you decide who should do Shmos HaDeshen? During the everything is usually done by a pious, a lottery, which was done with the fingers, if you remember. Choose fingers, one or two, you hold out fingers, I got to say something. Shmos HaDeshen, at the beginning, there was no pious, because they figured there weren't that many people involved, so they used to race, they had to race up the ramp, the kevet, whoever won the race, he got it. Then somebody pushed someone off, he broke his leg, whatever, so they switched to a pious for that too. So we have, that's the first pious of the day. That's this pious for Shmos HaDeshen. So he says, Misha Toval, whoever was Tayyul, I mean, could possibly go for Shmos HaDeshen, Yovo V'yafayis, come and make a pious. Now this is very interesting. Where'd they make this pious? The simple reading of the Mishnah says right there. They haven't left it. We're going to have a whole story now. They haven't walked out of the Lishkas Beis Hamoik. They're sleeping in the Lishkas Beis Hamoik. Sounds like they did right there. Now all other payosis in Yuma, we know, were done in the Lishkas Beis HaGozis. That's the big one for Sanhedrin. It's a little bit further. Here's Lish Beis HaMoike. The Beis HaGozis. This picture's funny. Doesn't show too well. Beis HaGozis further this way. This is the Beis HaGozis, I think. Minutes. No. This picture. I'm sorry. Beis HaGozis. Chavdala probably. No. Okay. Can't find it here in this picture. You have better pictures there, Mr. Stolman, no? We gotta get a picture there. It's got gauzes. It should be. Hold on.
This one seemingly is done in the space of Moike. Now, what's about Pisces? Well, Mice, they have to be done in a place where there's Kedushas Azor. The more it says to you, because it says the base on the Kim, the house of the rubbish. So, the Mepharsh is very simple. The reason the later ones were done here was because at that time, later in the day, everybody was dining around the Azor. And now everybody's there, they just woke up, they just went to the big room in the basement over there. There's no sense to everybody over there. Now, but since it has to be done in the place of Kedushas HaZorah, it has to be done in this half of the Beis HaMoike, the southern half of Beis HaMoike. Remember, the Beis HaMoike is half. There's a little picket fence over there. It has to be on that side.
So that explains the Lashon of the Mishnah very well. The Teferis Tzol explains, what does it say? It says, Misha Tovel Yovo V'yafayis, come and bake a pious. What do you mean come? They're doing it right there in the Beis HaMoike. It means, because where they sleep? They slept on the northern side, because they have to sleep in the choil half. The pious has to be made on the southern side. So that's what it means. Boyu v'hofisu, come from that side to this side and make the pious. Misha Zocha, Zocha. But whoever wins the lottery, he's Zoicha to Sadesh. Agav Sam, it's good to know that it says it has to be in a place of Dusha Sazor. Bevesel Kim Nale Berogish, right? So Taisa says, before she says, why didn't they make it in the Azor? We'd have to make a Lishka Sagozol and let them make it in the Azor. So Taisa, if you remember how they made the pious, they would stand around in a circle. The Mamun would stand in the middle. He would pick the hat off one of them. Then you know what's done, then you start counting. So Taisa says it's not proper to stand in the Azor with your head uncovered. Inside is a little better. That's how Gansu Shmuel the Taz and say, you have to wear a yarmulke. You know, that's where the holy starts. Or the other side is, since they're standing in a circle, facing in. The Mamun is in the middle and he's going around the circle. So if they're standing in a circle in the Azor, somebody's back is going to be to the Kodesh. They didn't want that. Once you're in the room, it's a little bit better. That's the two pshat. So, again, it has to be the place of Kedushas Azor, but they didn't want the Azor itself, so they made it usually in Lishka Gozes. But here, there's no sense schlepping them out and going back. Everybody's here. He just called them over to this side of the Lishka Beis HaMoike, which has Kedushas Azor, and he made the pious. Fine. Minuani mili, that you need three Kayanim, right? We said, Shloshim Mekom, there are three Kayanim involved in this Shmira business. Minuani mili. How do we know that? The Gemara does a very interesting. Well, the Gemara does this with this pasuk over here. A second. Okay, yeah. In Bamidbar, after tells the whole camps, you know, the fourth side. Where did Moshe stay? There were three. One was Dorim, Meirv, and Tzof. Mishkan. Who lived right? Mizrach of the Mishkan. Lifnei Oyel Moyed, Mizracha, Moshe, Va'aron Ubonov, Shoimrim Mishmeres HaMikdosh, LeMishmeres B'nei Yisrael. Vazar Kor of Yumas. So who was there? Now that's Shoimrim Mishmeres HaKodesh. That's what we're going to learn. You'll see in a second. Now, let's see. Aaron Ubonov, he had two sons at that point, two already had left. So that's three people. You want to know how do you know any three kohen? Dosh taitos. Aaron Ubonov. Zog the Gemara, Amre. Ain, the words I'll have to go out here. Amre, Ain. Shimur ba'al mo'ashkechon. The boy, or at some point in the boy, Shloish. You've shown me Shimur. You showed me Shimur with three. Those next three words have to go out. Mihu Masnisen Ktoni, Bishloisha Mikoimos Hakoyanim Shimur Beves HaMikdosh. That's our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah in Midas continues, Bahalavim Be'esru V'echon Mokim. But that's not so, many people take it out. That's not so important for us right now. What we're asking is as follows. I asked you, how do you know three Koyanim? You showed me. Good, that you showed me. But we understand that these three Kayanim here are by themselves, as Eidim Hashmos in this Mishnah. Certainly when you bring the rest of the Mishnah, three Kayanim, 21 Levim. Doesn't sound like they're doing it together, right? But the Pasuk you're bringing me as Kayanim and Levim together, Moshe, Aaron, Ubonov. I want to find a place, three Kayanim by themselves. V'ilu Kro. So I'll leave as a book. If you crow the posik you bought me, Kainim will be by the adoliksiv. That's not what I'm looking for. Amre, you have the posik there, they bring you the posik in front of you. The Gemara cuts the posik in half. It says here, how do we learn it? They lived there. Moshe Aaron born of Shimrim. They were Kainim and they were Shimrim. What cuts the posik? Moshe, Kama. He's from the Kainim. Aaron Ubon of Shoimrim. That's how the Gemara cuts the pasuk. Now, obviously, they ask with the before Shem ask. So you're telling me Choinim is going on Moshe. Aaron Ubon of Shoimrim. So it should have said Choineh. Choinim is plural. Like you tell him it's going on Moshe. So they all understand it. Pshutel Shel Mikra, it's going on everybody, obviously. But the Torah took two words. It didn't have to do that. It could have just said Lefnei HaMishkan Kedmo Moshe Aaron Ubon of Shoimrim. The fact that the Torah used two verbs. He's telling us to split it, and the Shemim are only Aaron Ubonov. Okay, so where are we? Oh, Amri Hochi Koma, Vachoinov, they are Mishkin Kaden of the Elmimzoch of Moshe, Kama, Vehodar, Aaron Ubonov, Shemim 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 Sh Mimai, minichsiv v'hachoinim, uksiv shoimrim. Choinim l'chud, v'shoimrim l'chud. Good, but we still have a problem here. Because we are saying in the Mishnah, there are three koyanim in three separate places. This pasuk sounds like three koyanim in one place. It doesn't say three places there. Aaron, right, the words are not so clear here. Ve'emo kulu b'chad mokim. The word l'chudei has kimat no pshat. Meaning, maybe all three of them are staying in the same place. Where do you see three koyanim in three places? That can't be. Kim Moshe, it should say. Ma Moshe b'chad mokim l'chudei. Moshe is in a place by himself. Af Aaron ubonim b'chad. Those words right to bear, the sheet changes. Kol chad b'chad. It's that much we learn. Aaron and Bonner from Moshe. Moshe is standing by himself somewhere. It's so to Aaron and Bonner. So we now have three people in three places. Rav Ashi Yomach HaBaposhe Tepshat. Misefer the Kro. What does the end of the pasuk say? Shoimrim Mishmeres HaMigdosh. Says three. I'm sorry. Shoimrim Mishmeres HaMigdosh Limishmeres. Three times Shmira. That's to tell us three places. Rav Ashi Yomach Misefer the Kro. Shoimrim Mishmeres Limishmeres. Okay. Vaita. Beis Haftinus or Beis Hanitzitz. We said in the Mishnah, Beis Haftinus on the south side, on top of the Sharamayim. Beis Hanitzitz is on the north side, pretty much to the east. I'm sorry, to the west, pretty far back. It's the first shark coming up from the back. The Mishnah said, Aliyos, or you Aliyos. They were raised up. They were Aliyos, what do you call it? Second stories. Now, the Meforish told us, we spoke yesterday. Why is that? Because we learned from a pasuk that we're coming now to, it's a difficult limud, that Shmiras HaKoyanim has to be upraised, as opposed to Shmiras HaLeviim. Right? We have three Koyanim, 21 Leviim. The Koyanim are always upraised. We're going to learn it from a pasuk. Now, that's why you had to be Aliyos. Just 1 second here. Yeah. So the Gemara knew that it has to be Aliyos for that purpose. Ask us an interesting question. It seems a little bit almost like an unimportant question. We'll see in a second. Aliyos usually in Lashon Gemara means the second story of a house, meaning there's something going on downstairs. And there's an aliyah. It would work for aliyah. We usually say attic. It doesn't mean an attic. It means the second story of a house. What it means, I mean, like a bayis of aliyah. One guy lives on the first floor, one guy lives on the second floor. Generally speaking, when you talk about an aliyah, beneath the aliyah, what do you have? A bayis, whatever its purpose may be. Now, this, why are these places aliyahs? Because we're going to learn from a pasuk in a few lines that Shmiras HaKoyanim has to be upraised. They have to be higher. Doesn't necessarily have to be an aliyah. It could be built on a mound, a tail in the Azorah. It could also be. So the whole purpose of this aliyahs was that they should be upraised. So the Gemara has a shaila. So I want to know now, let's say this based on needs. It's very interesting. You tell me it's an aliyah. Was it a standard aliyah, meaning that under it there was a house, there was something going on the first floor? Or there was nothing on the first floor. There was no first floor. They just had this on stilts. What do you have to have it upraised? Because we have to have the Koyanim upraised. Since that's how the Mefarish learns it. Since the reason for the Aliyahs here has nothing to do with it. You don't need a first story over here. You just need them higher. It could be they just built a platform. They should be higher. But there's nothing going on below. Well, no. Is the word Aliyahs used the way it's always used? It's an interesting child. Who cares in one of those? One of those who cares jobs. Yes, what's the care? What's the difference? It's a historical question. We don't usually deal with Maida Havahavas. No, it's upstairs, that's for sure. Ali is sorry. Now we know it's upstairs. It's upstairs. Not Beis Haftim. Yeah, Beis Haftim is Beis Hanit. No, Beis. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
I was like, it's downstairs, and then they had upstairs, like a floor.
Yeah, that's what Gemara will say. You know the Gemara. I don't. So, I'm before the Gemara. The Gemara didn't know that. But, okay, says Pashkas, we're going to take it out of a pasuk, so we try and explain what the pasuk meant. That's all.
But itself still had a path.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm asking with you. Is Gemara going to bring the Mishnah meet? This is talks of Beis Haftinus. You're right. But at this point, the Gemara didn't know that. That's all. You're right. I'm not arguing with you. You're right. The Gemara will say that. It's a Mishnah meet. We'll see. Iboy, Aliyos Mamish Havu. Yeah, the wording is interesting because We're not questioning the Aliyah. The Aliyah, we know what it is. The second story. We want to know, is there something going on downstairs? That's all we want to know. Aliyah is mamish havu, meaning underneath there's something going on. Odilmo, the havu migvagvi. Migvagvi, Aliyah. They're upraised, but there's nothing going on the first floor. Zog di Gemara. What's your first name? Ari. Zog di Gemara. Ari's Mishnah. I can't do Midas. What can I do? I'm not up to Midas. Next week we'll be there. Toshma. Detnash b'tzovin brings to Sharanitzitz. Sharanitzitz kimin aksadra hoya va'aliyah b'nu yalgabu. Shteitas knew there was an aksadra downstairs. I'm saying, at least the state there was something. Now, what's aksadra? Aksadra means either it definitely is open. So it's either a three-walled thing underneath with one completely open wall, or it had no walls at all. Some learn, meaning there was stilts holding up that aliyah, but there was something going on downstairs on Aksad. What was its purpose? I don't know. They don't tell us what the purpose of the downstairs was, but there was a purpose that we see. And that brings us back, if you remember, why is this place called Beis Hanitzitz? In a Mefari says, Lo shamati boitam lo moniker came. Why is it called Beis Hanitzitz? The Rishonim say, because since it had either open wall or four open walls, it had a lot of sunlight. That's why Hanitzitz. It was a light place. Okay, kimin aksad jo hoyv aliyah bnu al gavar shakoyim shoyim milamayla valaviyim milamata. Who pesach hoyel olachol? It opened up. Beis Hanitzitz on the north, opened up to the north side. Now we have to be careful. We're going to get into this tomorrow. This is not clear yet. We're going to go through this with the Mefarish and the Rambam. They learned that when we say there were three koyanim and 21 leviim, they're in separate places. Three koyanim and 21 leviim, meaning there were 24 spots. That means there never was in the same place a kohen and a levi. It's a big machloikis here, but we're going to go through that side of Mefarsh and the Rambam go through it. Okay, now, so you have to be very careful when you read this mission. You read this mission, it sounds like in the Sharanitzitz, the kohen was upstairs and the levi was downstairs. But that's not true according to them. Because according to them, there was no two in the same place. There were 24 spots in Beis Hamikdash. In a Mefarishir's Meirich, to explain, be careful. I'm not telling you they were downstairs in Beis Hanitzitz. I'm just telling you Beis Hanitzitz was an aliyah. You know why? Because there was a koyin there. The koyin has to be in an upraised position. Agav, I'm telling you, the levi, wherever he may be, is downstairs. Not here. There was no levi here. Shteis. So that's it's a little bumpy reading in the Mishnah, but he's Meirich here to explain. Don't make any mistakes here. I'm telling you a general fact. Since I spoke of Beis Hanitzitz, and I told you it's an aliyah, because the Kohen has to be upstairs, also the Vistin, that when we learn tomorrow about the Levian, they're always downstairs. But not here. Obviously, it would be much easier to learn it the other way, but we're going with this Shita. Now we're going to the Edson thing. Where'd you get this business that the Koyin is upraised, the Levi is downstairs? Zog di Gemara, the Pasuk in Koyrach here. After the Machlok is Koyrach, so he gives the Koyin him, the Levi, and that's the whole story. So it says here, he's speaking to Aaron, Vagames achecho mata Levi, shevet ovich akrevito, bring them. V'yilovu olecho v'shorasucho. They'll accompany you, and they'll serve you. That's mashma, that they are subservient to you. Understands the Gemara, the way we're learning now, most three Shainim, that the Kayanim have to be higher, so to speak. The Kayanim, this is Shmuel 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 Shmuel, upraised and they are lower. As I first say the Gemara. The Tana Rabbana, V'yilovu olecha v'yishorasuch. Frank the Shai Gemara, what does that mean? Does that mean, ba'avoidoscha akosuf mit? I'm sorry. Meaning, when will they accompany you? When will they be below you? In your avoida, meaning the avoida you do together, because Kainan do Shmira and Leviyan do Shmira. In that avoida you do together, they should be subservient. Understand they are subservient, you're a higher zach, they're a ground level. Okay. Maybe not. Maybe that's not what the pasuk means. Maybe all the pasuk means is the Leviim in their avoida, meaning Mishayrim, the Noisei Akelim, all that will be subservient to you. It's the simple pshat of the pasuk. The Koyanim's avoida is higher, quote unquote, than the Leviim's. The Koyanim do the real avoida, The Levim do sort of the surrender preparatory work. Right? That's all it means. They, in their avoida, will be subservient to you in your avoida. Not they'll be subservient to you in your joint avoida. Zogdimar can't be. Why kishuhu oimer? The next pasuk. Now, what it says in this Gemara, there's no such pasuk that I can find. Is it a mistake or it should be of a chuli? The pasuk says, they figured out over there. I can't find such a pasuk. The pasuk here says, v'nilvu alecha v'shomru es mishmeres oil moyed. I don't know, this pasuk doesn't exist as far as I know. V'nilvu of shomu kol kelo. I don't know what that means. I think it should say v'shomus mishmeres oil moyed. Or some just take the words out and put in a v'chule there. Whatever it is, what the Gemara is saying is that we want to know in this pasuk, v'ilovu alecha v'sharsucha. That means be subservient to, in the joint avoida, or subservient their avoida. It's like the Gemara. The next pasuk says v'nilvu alecha v'shomus mishmeres oil moyed. What's that pasuk talking about? That pasuk is talking about avoida salaviyim. So this pasuk must be talking about the joint avoida of shmira. That's something more learns. Says, that's the pasuk that says that they and their avoda are subservient to you. What does it mean they should be subservient in the double, in the joint avoda? And again, the way we're learning with the Mefarshim, the Rambam doesn't mean in the same place. It means wherever koyanim, their three spots. Those three spots have to be upraised points. Either they're aliyas, or they were hills. Mefarshim point out. I don't know, I always pictured Azor as a flat thing. It was not. Apparently it was not. There were ups and downs in Azor itself. Because, Lemoshel, we said before, it's not interesting, we'll learn more meters. Beis HaMoikid Kippur was a, what do you call it, dome. So the Mefarish learns that it was on the floor and there was a dome on top. It was a dome and on top of that was the Lishka. Because he needs the Kayanim upraised, right? So it means there was a dome, an archway like this, and on top was built the thing. It's not the way usually you picture it. So the problem is like this. We keep on saying that half of Lishka's base Samoike had Kedushas Azorah, right? And we keep on saying that. How could it have Kedushas Azorah if it's upraised? We learn Gagas Valiyas Loneskachu. It was on a thing like this and this, but the ground level over here rose. So it was on ground level. It was upraised, because the ground over here was lower, and it went up like this. Over right here. It's right over here. Here was a flat piece, and here was a mound. Over here, they built a dome, and put on top of it Lishkas Beis Hamoike. So it's upraised because it's off the ground, but it happens to be level with the Azorah, because over here the Azorah came up. So it's not Gagas Valiyas in that sense, but it's called Aliyas because it's up off the ground. So that's an interesting thing. I don't know if I ever realized it, that the Azorah was not a flat piece of earth. It had its ups and downs, as we all do. Okay. I think this is coming from. No, don't base on English. This is all based on English. It's not on Mishkan. Don't go based on English. Everything's second base, second bias. Mishnah is always there with the second bias. Yeah, the dinim we learn up. That's the Mishkan Ikri Migdash. All the dinim we learn up Psukim and Mishkan. But the whole descriptive Asek in Mishnah is the second bias. We don't deal with the first bias either. Everything is the second bias. That's the Gemara's, that's the Mishnah's bias they dealt with. That even when you're in the Kodesh, you have your ups and downs. Good idea. What?
It's a principle.
I'm saying, yeah, even that close to the thing. Okay. Okay, I got my drasha for tomorrow. Good. Beis HaMoiked. Kippur. Ubayis Godel Hoya. So what did it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said there are three Koyanim in three spots. One in Beis HaFtinas, one in Beis HaNitzoitz, and one in Beis HaMoiked. So how many Kainim were there being Shomer Beis HaMoiked? One, correct? The Gemara understands that in every, it was always by an opening, a shar, the Shmirin, obviously, because that's something to do with Shmirin, even though we learned that from the Rambam that has nothing to do with protecting, it's covered, but it's set up as a Shmirin. Wait, you have somebody standing, you know, doing nothing in the middle of nowhere, it's always like by a shar. So Beis HaFtinas had an opening. Beis HaNitzoitz had an opening. But the way I understand, Beis HaMoiked had two openings. One towards the outside north, one towards the inside south. But it's missing more, then it should have had two shomrim. If there's two doorways, V'chad, the words vaita are very messed up here. V'chad shimur hu dehavle, it had one lebeis hamoiked. It had only one shmirah? Very many. Right there, Misha Midas. No, it's Misha later. Shnei Sh'orim Hoya Beves Hamoikid. Echor Posuach Lachil on the north side. Because, again, it's cutting that, the north, it's on the north, cutting the line of the Azorah. The northern half of it is outside, the southern half is inside. Echor Posuach Lazorah. So it had two Sh'orim. If it had two Sh'orim, it should have had two Sh'orim. That's more I understand. Thanks. We're now continuing the Mishnah. Omer Reb Yehuda, Bezeh Shenichnosin La Azora, in the inner one, which was the doorway into the Azora, Pishpesh Kotten Hoyelo, there was a small door in the door. Shebo Nichnosim Livloy Shah Azora. We're going to learn the first thing when they went in the morning before Tzadeshen, they went into the Azora with torches. It was still dark, it's quite a bit before Alois yet, and they checked out the whole Azorah to make sure all the Kalim were ready, everything was set. They would go through that Pishpesh because they didn't want to open the main doors until later. Okay, now we just have to be careful here. What does this Rabbi Yehuda have to do with the price of tea in China? What do we need him for? Basically, we'll put it the other way. How do you know that there were serious doors? So the Rosh says simple. It says Shnei She'orim. It calls it a Shar. If it's called a Shar, again, the Gemara understands that we're not going to have, besides the main doorways in Beis HaMikdash, we're going to learn a lot of pishpish in these little doors. But you think there's a shame about every little door. It has to be a major store which serves as Knesset of Yitzhak. So the Rosh says, it says She'orim. It calls two She'orim. It sounds like two big doors. So if you say that way, then the kash is directly from the Rashi. Says Shnei Shor. What do you need, Rabbi Yehuda? So some say Nochanami. We're just like often. We're quoting the whole Mishnah. Often the Mishnah, the Gemara does. It quotes a Mishnah. The kash is from the beginning, but it quotes the Mishnah. It's an entire. Some say Faket in Rabbi Yehuda. You see that it's a big door because it had a pishpesh. If the Shar had a pishpesh, you understand the Shar was a major entranceway. Okay, the kids. So we have a problem here. We have two she'orim serving for Knesset Yitzhak in the Beis Hamikdash, and you're telling me there's only one. According to my thought, there should be two. Zog de Gemara. Now let's look at it. The picture kipshuto. That's I'm sure how they have the picture. Is that the two doors will be lined up one opposite the other? Just one is on the north wall and one is on the southern wall, but they're opposite each other. That I'd have the picture. That's how most people understand what's going on over here. One should be dead center on the northern wall, one should be dead center on the southern wall. Is that what they got there? Yeah. Right. Okay, good. So the Gemara says a very practical thing. Since. No, most people learn that's what I mean, but that's true to what the Gemara is answering. They must say a Pasha Tazach. You want somebody to watch the door, let's understand, right? You got two doors lined up. If you sit here, you see them both. That's it. Rabbi, Kavan the Gabi Ador de Abu Kaime doesn't mean next to each other, it means opposite each other. Sagi Luhu Bechad Shoime, so you know one Shoime. How did they get me as Nukudas? I don't know how you pronounce that word. Davi Lahocha, Vedavi Lahocha. Davi means to see. You, one person sitting over here by this door can see there, can see here. It's a straight line, very simple. We'll have to see about that. That's not so clear. Major Shorim. We'll see tomorrow. That's not so clear. Now every Shar of the Azora and every Shar of Harbayis had a Shorim. We'll see. What? Kayanim is 21 Leviim. 24 total spots. We'll see. We'll see tomorrow. Every one of the Shorim was covered. Of the major shore. Again, not the pish, there's a lot of little doors floating around the Azorah. Millions of, we learned to meet us, there's doorways all over the place. You'd be surprised what's going on over there. But what they call Sh'orim, everyone was covered. Everyone was covered. Okay, the Mishnah is going to say five Sharei Azorah were covered. Gemara asked why five, but there were seven. Tezok Gemara, because two of them had Kayanim. We're going to have the Mishnah where the Levium was. It's going to say the seven Sharei Azorah and the five Sharei Azorah. If I go to five, there were seven. But yeah, because these two, Nitzitz and Mesa Moikin had Kayanim. It sounds like all the Shorim were covered. Mukav Roivdim Shalevin, we said the Beis HaMoiket, at least the northern half, was surrounded with these ledges. Roivdim Mai, was Einenzei, Niu, Gizrusod Itstabse, pieces of stone, the salkul, it stops that you went up to the next one. Again, we had a few pshat. The Mefarish learns that you had like a piece of stone coming out on the bottom. You stepped on that, and in the wall was a dugout. That was where he slept, in the wall. You stepped on this one to get into that, I don't know what you call that, a dugout. In the wall was cut out where he slept. Pshat pshat means it's the bagamis. They were like rows of stones. Either they were all the same, they slept on all of them, or this one was more protruding, he used it as a step to get to the higher one, something like that. How do you get, obviously, you're not doing uniform stones over here, because you got one protruding more than the other. They go with Vashtanin that they brought the stones into the Azorah, and they cut them over there. Yeah, that's a no-no. You can't cut stone in the Azorah. Now we know. Well, sort of like bars them. When we have a Miflege Avonim, can you cut stone? They couldn't cut stones in the Azorah. Omer Abaye, the Misakne Yomaisi Meikor, they didn't cut them in the Azorah. They cut them outside. And a cut, what do you call it? A cut, what's the word for stones? What? Chisel, whatever. Whatever. They took them out from the place, from the mountains. They shaped them there. Then they brought them in. Because this Iser of cutting is only in the inside. Kiddushiv, Avnei Yeser, Amos, Avnei Shmona Meis. Amos, they brought different sizes. Now, that's a very important Gemara. That's state that din, Lo Yishoma, Lo Nishma Koil, whatever it was over there by Yishlom, and a sound wasn't heard. There was no sound because they used whole stones or they used that little worm. That's only in the Azor or in the Arabayas. But you can cut and chisel outside and bring them in. Now, Demis is, since you guys finish us, I'm not near it, but in Soita Daf Abchez, Machlokes Tanoim. So Machlokes Tanoim. Reb Yehuda says the Yisur applies anyway. You cannot cut the stones that you use. Reb Nechemia says no. It's only lo nishma babayis inside. You can cut them outside and bring them inside. Is this Gemara is going according to Reb Nechemia? So Machlokes Tanoim over here. And it's a very interesting. The Chabad Chaim points out. Others point out the Gemara is interesting. The Gemara says over there things Reb Chesam and Beis. If Machlokes Reb Yehuda again, Reb Yehuda holds you can never cut them. Reb Nechemia says you cut them outside and bring them in. That's the Gemara. Yes. So what do you need the shomer for? According to Rabbi Chaim, you don't need the shomer. You can cut all you want. Just cut it outside. Bring it in. Like when a chanami, you need it only for the stones on the chayshim mishpah. That stuff had to be chiseled out. That you needed a shomer. But in a chanami, they didn't use the shomer in construction at all. When the Ramban in Chumash, the Ramban in the end of Parsha Yisrael says that it's much in the psukim that Shlomo used the shomer. He didn't use anything. So the Rambam says, once we pass, assuming we pass the Nechemi, why did he do that? He says, Enochanam, he didn't have to. He got a Midas Chassidus. The Taka was a Midas Chassidus. He wanted to stay away from using any bars. But it was Mut. He could have done it, but he didn't. Chose not to. Okay. Be that as may. Anyway, the Gemara says over there, Omar Rebbe, near in Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That's more Mesaba Rebbe Yehuda that you can't cut at all. Now, the Rambam passing is like Rebbe Nechemia. So everybody's busy. Why should the Ram pass like Reb Nechemia when it says near in Kedivrei Reb Yehuda? That's a big Isaac. And one of the things they bring is Agimara. Because you see the stomach of Agimara is saying that our mission is Reb Nechemia. That's what we're saying. I mean, the Gemara is saying, what's Pshat in our mission? How they cut the stones? They cut them outside. Meaning our Mishnah holds like Reb Nechemia, that you're allowed to cut outside. So you see, some of the Gemara is saying that Astam Mishnah is Reb Nechemia. That's one of the reasons the Rambam knew to Paskin like Reb Nechemia. Because there is a choice here. We could have given another answer. They caught him with the Shomer. You know, it didn't have to give this answer. The Gemara chose to give the answer. They cut it outside. You see, the Gemara is taking on Shitas Reb Nechemia, that you're allowed to cut outside. It is Ashtaka Smach, the Paskin, that way. It's one of the reasons they have why the Rambam did that. Zikne Beisav Yishenim Shom. They slept, again, the older people slept in these either dugouts or on the higher level barracks, whatever you call those things. The younger guys slept on the floor. Trying to Gemara Glatakasha, which should have been bottom area. What would that mean? So let him bring a bed in. Let him bring a fold up bed like we're doing the sukkah. Was a big deal. All right, bring in a bed. Zikne Beisav Yishenim Shom Vamai Naili Mitis. Bring in a bed. Om Rabbi Lavo Yerchara Layu Mitis Lebeisam Mikdosh. It's not there. A cheres to bring a bread into Beis Hamikdash. Why not? I'm not sure. But as I state in the Gemara. Yeah, what's it? Didn't he sleeping in the wall? He's sleeping. Yeah, like, what? Yeah, okay. It doesn't look like a bed. It looks like a barracks. Somebody should explain that, Mr. Lubesa, but somebody was Moira. I waited till the end. They didn't show. Somebody was Moira Shiley yesterday. It's a good question. Whether a Balmum could be a Shoimer. In Chassinut, it says he holds he can. It seems to be no Makaris. It says we don't find anywhere that it should be called an Avoida. It's an interesting question. This that the Koyin was Shoimer, does Avoida or not? Chassinut says we don't find anywhere that it's called an Avoida. He holds a Balmum is kosher. A cholol not, a cholzok dishki koyin, but a balmum yeah. That's so simple. That the Nez has a long tshuva proving that it is an avoid. No, do you have to wear big dekuna? It's a question. You have to wear big dekuna when you're a shoimer. It's a little bit mashma from here that you do whatever. That's the shmuz there. Very interesting tshuva of the Nez. Is there a mitzvah shmiras hamigdash today? Bisman as somebody asked him that shy. It comes out there isn't whatever. Basically, because he says since it's an avoid, he doesn't hold like that mitzvah. It sounds like in the kosher koyin. We're all to make mess, so we can't do it anyway. Very interesting tshuva, very interesting question. But in Chassinu Shtei, the Balmum is kosher. Truth is, if you learn, like we'll soon tomorrow, you learn like the Mefarish, that a cotton on the mitzvah is good, what should be worried? I mean, what's a cotton can't do anything either. That's how nice. It should depend on that, really. But in Chassinu Shtei, the Balmum can be a shoyim.
Is there a difference in kind of
Levi? Well, Levi doesn't have movements.